Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome into Stacking Dubs. Your host, Christian, here, celebrating a little New York sweep. Warriors conclude their road trip going 4-1, including beating both New York teams in the last 3 days with a little Draymond Green birthday party extravaganza sandwiched in there. Warriors came out a little hungover, apparently, to start, falling behind by 22 points. I'll take a little bit of the blame. Was still working, as I'm sure some of you guys might have missed the beginning, and I missed maybe like the first quarter and a half. Checked my phone, saw we were down by 22. Saw that Brooklyn had made like whatever it was, like 6 or 7 threes, and we're shooting like 80% from the field, whatever it was. But I didn't lose hope, and I know you didn't either, because this is a different Warriors team than we saw in December, than we saw in January, where at some point Steph Curry admittedly said this team is not designed to come back and win when they're down big. I believe he said when we're down by 20 points. No longer the case. This Warriors team has a much higher floor. When things are going poorly, which it's the NBA, there's a lot of runs, teams play flat quarters, teams shoot the lights out where the Nets are just on fire. It's going to happen. It's okay because the Warriors' floor is higher. And what I mean by that, A, the second team, right? As soon as Steph Curry goes out in that towards the end of that first quarter, second unit, Jimmy Butler, Moses Moody, Quinton Post, even little Pat Spencer mixed in there. Bring this team back, get the deficit down to, I think it was like 15, 14 points before Steph Curry comes back in. You see that the droughts just aren't as prolonged, and that's just a huge part but to Jimmy Butler. It's able to fabricate plays, get position, just win plays just based on getting position and getting mismatches, making the simple pass, but pass that leads to a good angle and just a better opportunity and better spacing. The little things, and maybe there's just four or five like little possessions where Jimmy can do that, you're getting to the free throw line, you're just, you know, finding ways to get better shots and better looks, you're stretching that defense out, or now, hey, you have a little inside out presence, right? Like the defenses have to respect you, they have to front Jimmy at times, with a stretch center in Quinton Post. Now you're having to guard the corners a little bit further, and that's giving Steph Curry just so much more room to operate. It's just the floor of getting to the free throw line. Somehow, I mean, credit Jimmy a little bit, but somehow we just go from the worst team in the NBA to the best team in terms of shooting free throws. You go from one of the worst in the league in turnover margin to all of a sudden you, since you've gotten Jimmy Butler, you're first in turnover margin in the NBA, you're first in points off turnovers. Again, I don't know how reliable this is going to be. It's just, you know, 11 game sample size, but it just shows that this is a different team. It's a different focus. This team, you know, plays with force. This team keeps its intensity. This team finds ways to get an extra 6 to 10 points in the margins. We just talked about this last episode. And that's why, you know, rather than being down 22 points and never really getting the game back into reach, that's why you're finding yourselves kind of getting back to within, you know, 5 points by halftime. It's why you're able to sustain these little runs even when you're going through droughts and, you know, someone's not shooting the ball well, Steph Curry's off the floor, whatever the case may be, Cam Thomas is just hitting crazy shots, you're still finding ways to get good quality possessions and specifically getting to that free throw line. And lastly, not turning the ball over, so you're actually getting shots up. And then just, you know, Warriors have been a very good offensive rebounding team the last several seasons, and they're just finding ways to get extra possessions. That all being said, you know, we lost one of our best players in the first minute. I didn't see the injury. It sounds like Pajemski tweaked his back, but he's one of those guys that can get you extra possessions, you know, whether it's taking charges, it's just trapping on the defensive side, it's offensive and defensive rebounding. He is one of the best in the NBA at generating extra possessions, giving you that second ball handler behind Curry. And, you know, it's a big loss. If he's out for a little while, now you're very short on ball handlers. But the Warriors proved that they are a complete team. That is my main point. And just, you know, now that we've seen enough of this sample size, this is a complete team, complete enough where on any given night, you could be down a player like a Pajemski. You could be missing GP2 from, you know, the last game. You could be missing Kuminga for this whole run. You can be missing players, and this team has enough depth and it's complete enough where you don't have any holes in that roster. Sometimes small holes depending who's out, but this team can take care of business against, the under 500 teams in the league. Even on the road, the Warriors have proven that they are not going to just blow games against, teams like Brooklyn, teams like Charlotte, where you're going to be up big and these teams are going to come back into it. The Warriors have steadied the ship, and it's in huge part Jimmy Butler. And I just got to shout out the man, 30, dropping 40. Steph Curry has restored all doubt, if there is any doubt at all, which I personally thought, hey, he's averaging 22 points a game, by what was it, early February. Does he still have the magic? I know he's not shooting well, but it just didn't seem like he had that burst and just wasn't quite getting to the hoop, getting to his spots, wasn't getting anything inside the arc. No longer the case. He's got that juice. He's got that burst. He's hitting shots. We talked about how hitting shots just gives you a little bit more on the rest of your game. Steph Curry's back. Maybe he didn't even leave. Maybe the doubt was just in my mind. Maybe it was just because he was getting triple covered the entire time. He still gets double and triple covered, but you know what? Steph Curry is that man, and 30 can drop 40 on any night. And that wasn't the case earlier in the season. Earlier in the season, there weren't many 30-point outbursts from Steph. He was just kind of, inching his way towards 20 points in most games. And yeah, this it just it wasn't he wasn't getting space. So now that you kind of see it going in, you see him, I think he's shot what, like 53% from three on this road trip. On this road trip. And 30's back when that shot's falling and he's just finding some space and you have a lot more connectivity, right? That's my other point here too, is that something since the Iguodala days, we haven't had a lot of guys that see the floor well. You always had Draymond. Pajemski was a good connector. When you had Wiggins, even when you had Klay, you just had guys on the court that just didn't really connect. There's always two guys that just didn't really keep the ball moving. The ball stoppers didn't see the floor. You put Jimmy Butler in there now, and now you have that extra set of eyes that can open things up. And there's spacing, there's playmaking, there's creation, and there's finding Steph at a higher rate when you have one more guy on the floor that can make a difference as a playmaker. So, Steph Curry, I mean, obviously, you look to him first and foremost for this recent Warrior surge. You got to look at Jimmy Butler, who probably played maybe his best game as a Warrior tonight. The first couple games were good, but they needed Jimmy Butler in a big way tonight. They were sinking in the water, and he found ways to battle. He found ways to be tough. I think he got 10 of 10 from the line and ended up dropping 25 points, which I think that might be his second most as a Warrior. I don't think it was a season high as a Warrior. But super efficient, only 13 shots. Steph as well, only 20 shots, dropped 40 points, got to the line 9 of 9. So yeah, all that being said, back to Pajemski. We hope that he can, come back. That back might keep him out a few days. He's a young guy, but God, that guy just throws his body around. Again, I didn't see it, but that guy just hits the deck and gets punched and hit in the face more than anybody. So rest up, get a little healthy, because this team is complete. And what I mean by that is, they're no longer lacking that stretch center, right? They found Quinton Post, who has just been such a revelation. He's played huge, important, high leverage minutes for them because of what he brings. And now he's starting to be kind of more of a two-way threat, right? He's not a liability on defense for the most part. He's giving you some rim protection. He's been a good defensive rebounder. He's been very good, just kind of improving. He had 7 rebounds tonight. Got you a couple off. I think he got what, 3 offensive rebounds tonight as well. Just a consistent plus out there. And oh yeah, he shoots the hell out of the ball. So you finally have kind of figured out that stretch center, which was clearly the missing piece. You found that second scorer that can just get you grinding buckets and get you to the line and get you good looks, and that steadying force in Jimmy Butler. We talked about not having enough shot creation. Well, obviously, he's entered Jimmy Butler, but Pajemski's been great at shot creation, especially lately. Pajemski's provided better shooting, better scoring. He's another reason why the Warriors have ascended, is because Pajemski has really picked up his game in a lot of ways. And then really the biggest question was, with losing Wiggins, do you have enough perimeter defense, point of attack defenders? Well, you know what? You find something with when you start playing guys like a Moses Moody. Hey, you were playing Moody sporadic minutes. We didn't know he was, an okay defender. You put him on the ball, especially now that Pajemski was out this game, and he shut down Cam Thomas. Not shut down, but he held him to like 8 for 18 tonight, made him work for some really tough buckets. Moody's just aggressive. He's getting after it. He's doing a great job as a defensive player, and then he's spacing the floor on offense, which, I mean, at this point, I've seen enough Buddy Hield. If he has it going and makes one or two threes early in the game, sure, give him a little more run. It's just those minutes all have to go to Moses Moody, especially once Kuminga comes back and he's taking some of those minutes at that other forward spot. You have to keep Moody out there. He's your best 3-and-D, just kind of role in that role player that you have, just specifically as a spacer and a point of attack defender. He's probably the fourth or fifth guy that's really elevated his play lately. So again, credit to shaking up this roster. Like we said, it wasn't just going to be one guy coming in and fixing the roster. And it feels like it's been part, it's easy to point to Jimmy Butler as the reason why the Warriors have just been so much better. But you have to give all these individuals credit for just raising their own play. Sure, Jimmy Butler makes life easier on everybody. Steph Curry shooting 55% from three and just going nuts, dropping 40 burgers all over the place helps everybody and helps everyone play a little harder. But guys like Moody, Pajemski, Quentin Post, even Draymond's just been playing great lately at 10 assists tonight. Gi Santos, huge minutes. I mean, I'd like to still find ways to keep Gi Santos in the rotation when Kuminga comes back. All these guys have elevated their play. They've all found roles. And it's, the slotting that we talked about, and a lot of Warriors guys are talking, or Warriors analysts are talking about it. You were just that number two away, and now you have guys that, were asked to be your number two scorer that could be a number three scorer. You have guys that are being asked to just kind of create plays. No, now they can just be role players and kind of space the floor and, take six, seven shots a game and focus on defense. Everybody's role becomes a little bit easier once you can kind of slot everybody down. And you're seeing that this team is a complete team. There's really no holes. There's no holes on defense save for Buddy Hield, and I've said enough about Buddy. And then on offense, everyone can move the ball, everyone can see the court. You're not quite stuck with as many non-shooters, and those that are non-shooters have been impacting the game positively, like Gary Payton. So yeah, again, this team, the floor has raised. You're not going to see quite as many droughts and huge runs against this team. Sure, they're still going to happen, but this team can battle its way back into the fight in the margins. Now we just need to see if they can do it against the best teams, right? They did it against the Knicks without Karl-Anthony Towns. Remains to be seen how good that Knicks team really is in that situation. Warriors have taken care of business against lower level teams on the road. Now, can you, especially going home, can you take care of these playoff teams that are ahead of you towards the top of the pack? We've done well against some of the top teams so far in the league earlier in the year. Can it be sustainable? And can you prove that, hey, you can lock down teams defensively? And when Steph doesn't have it going, can you find other ways to win games? And that's when you're going to know that this team has truly elevated itself and is going to be a very difficult out in the first, second, or even third round of the playoffs. How many rounds even are there? One, two, three, four. Dare I say it, they'd be a tough out in the fourth round, which would be the NBA finals, maybe because we'd be playing Cleveland and Cleveland's been tough on us. So let's just start looking at this Warriors versus Cleveland matchup. Maybe a couple more games into this stack of dubs and win a few more, and then we'll start looking at NBA finals matchups. Anyways, all right, let's get back home. Back-to-back night-night games also for the record, and I think it's just that the Warriors are going to be sleeping nice, plane ride home, and then get home and get some home cooking, and don't get complacent because that first game of a homestand, it's very easy to come out flat. So keep it moving, guys. Have a good one. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I don't know when we're gonna talk next, but the Warriors still stay hot. Steph Curry keeps dropping 40, but we will talk soon enough. All right, everybody, you guys all have a good one. I've been Chris Chin, and until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.